Our next guest on the show is Julianne Mooney, Programme Director of this year's Dublin Book Festival. Julianne, you're very welcome to our show.
Thank you, Owen.
Like previous years, Julianne, the Dublin Book Festival never fails to deliver, and you've got an absolutely jam-packed programme of events over the next coming days. Would you be able to tell our listeners about some of the wonderful events that are going on at this year's Dublin Book Festival?
So we're opening on Thursday evening with Frank McGuinness, and he's going to be in conversation with Sean Rocks from RTE's Arena. So that should be a lovely evening. Frank will be talking about his new book. And then on Friday, we've got a whole range of kind of lunchtime readings. So you can just drop in, and we've got some poetry events with Gabriel Fitzmaurice, Terry McDonough, and Mairead Maves. So that should be really kind of, you know, it just runs from 1 until 1:55. And then we actually have a business event as well on the Friday. So it's called the Business Clinic. And we've got some kind of business gurus, Sean Dunn and Tommy Murphy, who do the RTE's Taking Care of Business. They'll be there, and Joanne Hessian and George Mordaunt. They'll all be kind of just giving advice for businesses. If you have any questions specific to your business, they'll be trying to give you solutions for that as well. And then we kind of head into the weekend, and all day Saturday, all day Sunday, we have a huge range of events, everything from adventure travel writing to the Dublin Book Festival Book Club. Sinead Desmond from Ireland AM TV3, she's going to be interviewing Kieran Collins, Caroline Grace Cassidy, and Mark O'Sullivan, and just discussing books. And we also have a huge range of children as well. So if you come in on Saturday or Sunday, we've book binding workshops. We've got cartoon workshops, creative writing, and lots more going on. So it'll be very, very busy.
And was this year's festival, was it quite difficult to curate, or was there many challenges involved?
Well, to be honest, I've been kind of curating for the past 3 years, and I mean, it's always difficult this, with the Dublin Book Festival. We very much focus on Irish published authors, and they're all Irish authors, and there's just so much talent out there. It's difficult trying to fit everybody in. To be honest, I get carried away with myself. So like, say this year there's over 50 events on. But I mean, it is difficult to make sure that you give everyone a fair chance. But also we work really hard just to make sure that we try to cover so many different genres so that there's something for everyone. And the majority of our events are free. So it's a totally free schools and children's program, and the majority of the adults program is free. So it's just about making it really accessible and fun. That's the most important thing to us as well.
And one of the many things that I love about the Dublin Book Festival is that it invites international guests, welcomes established writers, and also gives the platform for emerging writers and new talent to show and, I guess, display their wares. And it's very inclusive and a very open festival as well.
It really is. And I think, you know, Ireland has always been known as kind of a literary hub, and it hasn't stopped. There's more and more names coming out. There's young authors. We actually have on Friday evening a young author event. So everyone's kind of pretty much under 30s and real talent, like Sarah Griffin and Elizabeth Reapy. We've got music by the late David Turpin. So it'll be a mix of music and writing and discussion as well. One of the writers, she's a comedian, so she may kind of give us a few laughs as well. So it's, you know, we do try to encourage and nurture young writers, and we've got a number of writing events actually. So if you're kind of a budding author and you want tips, on Saturday we've got lots of events going on in actually the Irish Writers' Centre.
And that was Julianne Mooney, Programme Director with this year's Dublin Book Festival. All details of events and the full programme is available on dublinbookfestival.com.